almost negative equity lead. We're talking about real estate wholesale here, just in case you haven't found that yet. It's basically essentially a type of real estate investing strategy that you don't. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. I have a question that came in here. Well, the topic of this video is almost negative equity lead. We're talking about real estate wholesale here, just in case you haven't found that yet. It's basically essentially a type of real estate investing strategy that you don't need cash, you don't need credit, you just need some kind of a desire to put some sweat equity into something after hours. You don't have to quit your job unless you've replaced your income, right? But that's what it's about. Real estate wholesaling essentially is the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass media marketing. It's a marketing skills, essentially. You lock these properties under contract and sell the rights to those contracts to end buyers who will pay you and some fees, anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000, which is my highest per one deal. I'm looking to break that record. But that's essentially what real estate wholesaling is about. So this topic today, almost negative equity lead, was inspired by a question. So I'm going to dive into the question. Let's get into it, shall we? Good. I had my first appointment yesterday. Congratulations. Property probably needs a full renovation. It comes in the area top of $89,000 to $93,000. What is comp? Comp means comparables, okay? It means there are comparable sales in the area within 1 mile radius that sold in the last 6 months or less, okay, of that property. That's how we measure the value of a property, okay? So this person is saying it's averaging similar type of property. If it's residential, then it needs to be all residentials. Most likely we're talking about residential, right? So it comps at around $89,000 to $93,000. That means after repair, value of this property, ARV as we call it, is somewhere between $89,000 and $93,000. It's always a range, okay? Because we never know how much somebody is willing to put up for the property, but it's very good chances around that same average, because real estate is about location, right? I'm guessing it needs about $30,000 in renovation, but the property is the person. The problem is the person still owes $56,000 on their mortgage. Any advice on how to proceed? Okay, so let's do a quick math. There's a formula to putting an offer. Essentially, like I said, you find these deeply discounted properties by targeting market targeting. Basically, you're marketing with a target at people that are in distressed ownership, meaning the property needs work, needs repairs, too much repairs, they have to move. In a distressed kind of situation, they need to get rid of this property. That's why they will be selling to you for cheap. It's like pawn shop, right? It's like going to sell your stuff to a pawn shop, right? If you have a camera, for example, if you have those professional cameras, right? And it's worth $2,000 on a regular market, or let me say $5,000, you would generally be open to selling it for $2,000 because you needed cash. You don't have time, right? You are limited on time and you need cash, okay? Now, if you have time, then basically you can use that time to get the right value for the camera. Maybe sell it at $4,700, $4,800, or even maybe $5,000, right? But if you don't have time and you need cash, you're willing to get rid of that piece of crap. It may be brand new for $2,000. That's how it works in real estate. Some people own real estate and it's, for the most part, a liability. And if they miss one paycheck or they get fired or they're facing divorce or they're facing pre-foreclosure and they are now owing 7 months in arrears, they are basically doomed. These are the kind of people you can help by helping them get rid of the property. And that usually means you're willing to come in and say, hey, put an offer at a discount on the property, okay? So essentially, this property is worth $89,000 to $93,000. Now you are the buyer. So essentially you wanna approach this like a buyer, meaning you're willing to get as less as possible. So you're using the lower range of that value, which is $89,000, okay? But for the sake of ease, let's use $90,000 as the number here. So the property is worth $90,000, right? The formula to put an offer on that property is, what is 65% of $90,000, okay? Now, let's say the house is in a perfect condition. You want to offer 65% of $9,000. So if you multiply 6.5 multiplied by 9, the 65% of that will be around, let's do a quick math here. My calculator is messed up. But essentially, you're looking at about $50,000 to $55,000. Just for the sake of ease, let's use $55,000 as 65% of that, right? So I'm just rounding up the numbers, right? So $55,000, let's use the lower range, $50,000. That's my offer on the property. The property is worth $95,000. But now you've said, in this question, the person says it needs about $30,000 in renovation. Okay, who's gonna pay for that renovation? Not me, I'm buying, right? So that needs to come out of that $50,000. So now I'm ending up with $20,000 on that property. Property that needs $30,000 worth of work in an area where it's actually worth $95,000 work means it needs quite a bit of work, right? But my offer is $20,000. So the formula I just used is 65% of the ARV after repair value minus the repair estimate. That brings me to $20,000. But like he or she said, the problem is the person still owes $56,000, okay? Let's round that number up. It's a cost, so let's round it up to $60,000. This person owes $60,000 because there will be penalty fees, arrears, interest, and stuff on top of that. You have to round those numbers so you can leave some room for error, okay? So this person owes $60,000. Your offer comes in at about $20,000. Any advice on how to proceed? It depends on quite a few things, okay? Like I said, I will put the offer in first for $20,000, what I can afford to pay for this. Well, I owe $60,000. Well, that's not a problem. I can deal with your bank. That will be a short sale. That's what you call a short sale. So this person, I call it almost negative equity lead, right? Almost negative equity lead, because it almost seems like $30,000 plus $56,000. But when you factor in the fact that this money is this repair estimate, and the person that's buying this deal from you have to make profits, right? That's why we're putting an offer in at $65,000. You put in work of $30,000, and then you have to make money. So it's not even almost negative equity lead, it's actually negative equity, okay? It's literally negative equity, all right? So I'm guessing it needs about $30,000. No, it needs probably more than that. So again, this is negative equity. So the solution to negative equity primarily is short sales, which means you approach the bank with less offer. That means the homeowner has to agree that, yeah, I'm walking away with nothing, but you have to negotiate with my bank, with the mortgage bank. Now, the other exception to the rule is if the rent is actually big enough. If the rent is big enough, you may be able to acquire this property using something they call a subject to, which I tend to avoid. Anything that still leaves the homeowner in the equation or the seller in the equation, I tend to avoid that because I don't want lawsuits and stuff like that. But there are people doing that successfully. But if there's enough rent to justify acquiring the property and taking care of the mortgage servicing, meaning the money that goes into interest, then that may be some kind of solution, creative solution you can work out there. But usually, I'd rather just walk away, and it's either they agree to, a short sale, or they don't, I'll walk away. I tell them to keep me posted if they ever agree on that. So that's how that works. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I do have something special for you. If you want to learn how to skip 80% of the hustle in real estate wholesaling and then make money with or without closing deals in real estate, I know that sounds almost impossible, but trust me, okay? But even use that same thing to simultaneously 10x the number of deals. That means do 10 times the number of deals you're doing right now. If it's zero, meaning you can close 10 deals in the next 1 year, then definitely come on in. I have a special gift for you. Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and get this book absolutely for free. It's a PDF for free. If you prefer audio, Kindle, or paperback like this, the option is also there. Same thing goes for this. I'll give you this as a bonus if you go there right now, Real Estate Money Secrets. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and